Hebrews 1. God, having spoken in many parts and in many ways formerly to the fathers in the prophets, at the end of these days has spoken to us in the person of the Son, whom he has established heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who, being the effulgence of his glory and the expression of his substance, and upholding all things by the word of his power, having made by himself the purification of sins, set himself down on the right hand of the greatness on high, taking a place by so much better than the angels, as he inherits a name more excellent than they. For to which of the angels said he ever, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him for father, and he shall be to me for son. And again, when he brings the firstborn into the habitable world, he says, And let all God's angels worship him. And as to the angels, he says, Who makes his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But as to the Son, Thy throne, O God, is to the age of the age, and a scepter of uprightness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness, and hast hated lawlessness. Therefore God, thy God, has anointed thee with oil of gladness above thy companions. And thou in the beginning, Lord, hast founded the earth, and works of thy hands are the heavens. They shall perish, but thou continuest still, and they all shall grow old as a garment, and as a covering shalt thou roll them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But as to which of the angels said he ever, Sit at my right hand until I put thine enemies as footstool of thy feet? Are they not all ministering spirits, sent out for service on account of those who shall inherit salvation? Hebrews 2. For this reason we should give heed more abundantly to the things we have heard, lest in any way we should slip away. For if the word which was spoken by angels was firm, and every transgression and disobedience received just retribution, how shall we escape if we have been negligent of so great salvation, which, having had its commencement in being spoken of by the Lord, has been confirmed to us by those who have heard, God bearing, besides, witness with them to it, both by signs and wonders, and various acts of power, and distributions of the Holy Spirit according to his will. For he has not subjected to angels the habitable world which is to come, of which we speak, but one has testified somewhere, saying, What is man that thou rememberest him, or son of man that thou visitest him? Thou hast made him some little inferior to the angels. Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor, and hast set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast subjected all things under his feet, for in subjecting all things to him, he has left nothing unsubject to him. But now we see not yet all things subjected to him, but we see Jesus, who was made some little inferior to angels on account of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he should taste death for everything. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make perfect the leader of their salvation through sufferings. For both he that sanctifies and those sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly will I sing praises. And again, I will trust in him. And again, Behold, I and the children which God has given me. Since, therefore, the children partake of blood and flesh, he also, in like manner, took part in the same, that through death he might annul him that has the might of death, that is, the devil, and might set free all those who, through fear of death, through the whole of their life, were subject to bondage. For he does not indeed take hold of angels by the hand, but he takes hold of the seed of Abraham. Wherefore it behooved him in all things to be made like to his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things relating to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For, in that himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to help those that are being tempted. Hebrews 3. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus, who is faithful to him that has constituted him, as Moses also in all his house. For he has been counted worthy of greater glory than Moses, by how much he that has built it has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who has built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house, as a ministering servant, for a testimony of the things to be spoken after. But Christ, as Son over his house, whose house are we, if indeed we hold fast the boldness and the boast of hope firm to the end? Wherefore, even as says the Holy Spirit, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, where your fathers tempted me, by proving me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was wroth with this generation, and said, they always err in heart, and have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. See, brethren, lest there be in any one of you a wicked heart of unbelief in turning away from the living God. But encourage yourselves each day, as long as it is called today, that none of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we are become companions of the Christ, if indeed we hold the beginning of the assurance firm to the end. In that it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the provocation. For who was it who, having heard, provoked? But was it not all who came out of Egypt by Moses? And with whom was he wroth 40 years? Was it not with those who had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to those who had not hearkened to the word? And we see that they could not enter in on account of unbelief. Hebrews 4. Let us therefore fear, lest, a promise being left of entering into his rest, any one of you might seem to have failed of it. For indeed we have had glad tidings presented to us, even as they also. But the word of the report did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard. For we enter into the rest who have believed. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works had been completed from the foundation of the world. For he has said somewhere of the seventh day thus, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And in this again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remains that some enter into it, and those who first received the glad tidings did not enter in on account of not hearkening to the word, again he determines a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, according as it has been said before, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had brought them into rest, he would not have spoken afterwards about another day. There remains, then, a Sabbatism to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he has also rested from his works, as God did from his own. Let us therefore use diligence to enter into that rest, that no one may fall after the same example of not hearkening to the word. For the word of God is living and operative, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and penetrating to the division of soul and spirit, both of joints and marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is not a creature unapparent before him, but all things are naked and laid bare to his eyes with whom we have to do. Having therefore a great high priest, who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast the confession. For we have not a high priest not able to sympathize with our infirmities, but tempted in all things in like manner, sin apart. Let us approach therefore with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for seasonable help. Hebrews 5. For every high priest taken from amongst men is established for men in things relating to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins, being able to exercise forbearance toward the ignorant and erring, since he himself also is clothed with infirmity. And on account of this infirmity, he ought, even as for the people, so also for himself, to offer for sins. And no one takes the honor to himself, but as called by God, even as Aaron also. Thus the Christ also has not glorified himself to be made a high priest, but he who had said to him, Thou art my Son, I have today begotten thee, even as also in another place he says, Thou art a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, having offered up both supplications and entreaties to him who was able to save him out of death, with strong crying and tears, and having been heard because of his piety, though he were son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered, and having been perfected, became to all them that obey him author of eternal salvation, addressed by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek, concerning whom we have much to say, and hard to be interpreted in speaking of it, since ye are become dull in hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have again need that one should teach you what are the elements of the beginning of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of solid food. For every one that partakes of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to full-grown men, who on account of habit have their senses exercised for distinguishing both good and evil. Hebrews 6. Wherefore, leaving the word of the beginning of the Christ, let us go on to what belongs to full growth, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and faith in God, of the doctrine of washings and of imposition of hands, and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permit. For it is impossible to renew again to repentance those once enlightened, and who have tasted of the heavenly gift, and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit, and have tasted the good word of God and the works of power of the age to come, and have fallen away, crucifying for themselves as they do the Son of God, and making a show of him. For ground which drinks the rain which comes often upon it, and produces useful herbs for those whose sakes it is also tilled, partakes of blessing from God. But bringing forth thorns and briars, it is found worthless and nigh to a curse, whose end is to be burned. But we are persuaded concerning you, beloved, better things, and connected with salvation, even if we speak thus. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work, and the love which ye have shown to his name, having ministered to the saints, and still ministering. But we desire earnestly that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience have been inheritors of the promises. For God, having promised to Abraham, since he had no greater to swear by, swore by himself, saying, Surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And thus, having had long patience, he got the promise. For men indeed swear by a greater, and with them the oath is a term to all dispute, as making matters sure. Wherein God, willing to show more abundantly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeableness of his purpose, intervened by an oath, that by two unchangeable things, in which it was impossible that God should lie, we might have a strong encouragement, who have fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us, which we have as anchor of the soul, both secure and firm, and entering into that within the veil, where Jesus is entered as forerunner for us, become forever a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. Hebrews 7. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from smiting the kings and blessed him, to whom Abraham gave also the tenth portion of all, first being interpreted king of righteousness, and then also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but assimilated to the Son of God, abides a priest continually. Now, consider how great this personage was, to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth out of the spoils. And they indeed from among the sons of Levi, who receive the priesthood, have commandment to take tithes from the people according to the law, that is, from their brethren, though these are come out of the loins of Abraham. But he who has no genealogy from them has tithed Abraham, and blessed him who had the promises. But beyond all gainsaying, the inferior is blessed by the better. And here dying men receive tithes, but there one of whom the witness is that he lives. And, so to speak, through Abraham, Levi also, who received tithes, has been made to pay tithes, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If indeed, then, perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for the people had their law given to them in connection with it, what need was there still that a different priest should arise according to the order of Melchizedek, and not be named after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there takes place of necessity a change of law also. For he of whom these things are said belongs to a different tribe, of which no one has ever been attached to the service of the altar. For it is clear that our Lord has sprung out of Judah, as to which tribe Moses spake nothing as to priests. And it is yet more abundantly evident, since a different priest arises according to the similitude of Melchizedek, who has been constituted not according to law of fleshly commandment, but according to power of indissoluble life. For it is borne witness, thou art a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. For there is a setting aside of the commandment going before for its weakness and unprofitableness, for the law perfected nothing, and the introduction of a better hope by which we draw nigh to God. And by how much it was not within the swearing of an oath, for they are become priests without the swearing of an oath, but he with the swearing of an oath, by him who said as to him, the Lord has sworn and will not repent of it, thou art priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. By so much Jesus became surety of a better covenant. And they have been many priests, on account of being hindered from continuing by death. But he, because of his continuing forever, has the priesthood unchangeable, whence also he is able to save completely those who approach by him to God, always living to intercede for them. For such a high priest became us, holy, harmless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and become higher than the heavens, who has not day by day need, as the high priests, first to offer up sacrifices for his own sins, then for those of the people, for this he did once for all in having offered up himself. For the law constitutes men high priests, having infirmity, but the word of the swearing of the oath which is after the law, a son perfected forever. Hebrews 8. Now a summary of the things of which we are speaking is, we have such a one high priest who has sat down on the right hand of the throne of the greatness in the heavens, minister of the holy places, and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord has pitched, and not man. For every high priest is constituted for the offering both of gifts and sacrifices, whence it is needful that this one also should have something which he may offer. If then indeed he were upon the earth, he would not even be a priest, there being those who offer the gifts according to the law, who serve the representation and shadow of heavenly things, according as Moses was oracularly told when about to make the tabernacle, for see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern which has been shown to thee in the mountain. But now he has got a more excellent ministry, by so much as he is the mediator of a better covenant, which is established on the footing of better promises. For if that first was faultless, place had not been sought for a second. For finding fault, he says to them, Behold, days come, saith the Lord, and I will consummate a new covenant as regards the house of Israel and as regards the house of Judah, not according to the covenant which I made to their fathers in the day of my taking their hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, and I did not regard them, saith the Lord. Because this is the covenant that I will covenant to the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord, giving my laws into their mind, I will write them also upon their hearts, and I will be to them for God, and they shall be to me for people. And they shall not teach each his fellow citizen, and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord, because all shall know me in themselves, from the little one among them unto the great among them. Because I will be merciful to their unrighteousnesses, and their sins and their lawlessnesses I will never remember any more. In that he says new, he has made the first old, but that which grows old and aged is near disappearing. Hebrews 9. The first, therefore, also indeed had ordinances of service, and the sanctuary, a worldly one, for a tabernacle was set up. The first, in which were both the candlestick, and the table, and the exposition of the loaves, which is called holy, but after the second veil, a tabernacle which is called Holy of Holies, having a golden censer, and the Ark of the Covenant, covered round in every part with gold, in which were the golden pot that had the manna, and the rod of Aaron that had sprouted, and the tables of the covenant, and above over it, the cherubim of glory shadowing the mercy seat, concerning which it is not now the time to speak in detail. Now, these things being thus ordered, into the first tabernacle the priests enter at all times, accomplishing the services, but into the second, the high priest only, once a year, not without blood, which he offers for himself and for the errors of the people, the Holy Spirit showing this, that the way of the Holy of Holies has not yet been made manifest, while as yet the first tabernacle has its standing, the which is an image for the present time, according to which both gifts and sacrifices, unable to perfect as to conscience him that worshipped, are offered, consisting only of meats and drinks and diverse washings, ordinances of flesh, imposed until the time of setting things right. But Christ being come high priest of the good things to come, by the better and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hand, that is, not of this creation, nor by blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, has entered in once for all into the Holy of Holies, having found an eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and a heifer's ashes sprinkling the defiled sanctifies for the purity of the flesh, how much rather shall the blood of the Christ, who by the eternal Spirit offered himself spotless to God, purify your conscience from dead works to worship the living God? And for this reason he is mediator of a new covenant, so that, death having taken place for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, the called might receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. For where there is a testament, the death of the testator must needs come in. For a testament is of force when men are dead, since it is in no way of force while the testator is alive. Whence neither the first was inaugurated without blood. For every commandment having been spoken according to the law by Moses to all the people, having taken the blood of calves and goats, with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, he sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, This is the blood of the covenant which God has enjoined to you. And the tabernacle too, and all the vessels of service he sprinkled in like manner with blood. And almost all things are purified with blood according to the law, and without bloodshedding there is no remission. It was necessary, then, that the figurative representations of the things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with sacrifices better than these. For the Christ is not entered into holy places made with hand, figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear before the face of God for us. Nor in order that he should offer himself often, as the high priest enters into the holy places every year with blood not his own, since he had then been obliged often to suffer from the foundation of the world. But now, once, in the consummation of the ages, he has been manifested for the putting away of sin by his sacrifice. And forasmuch as it is the portion of men once to die, and after this judgment, thus the Christ also, having been once offered to bear the sins of many, shall appear to those that look for him the second time without sin for salvation. Hebrews 10. For the law, having a shadow of the coming good things, not the image itself of the things, can never, by the same sacrifices which they offer continually yearly, perfect those who approach. Since would they not indeed have ceased being offered, on account of the worshippers once purged having no longer any conscience of sins? But in these there is a calling to mind of sins yearly. For blood of bulls and goats is incapable of taking away sins. Wherefore, coming into the world, he says, sacrifice and offering thou willest not, but thou hast prepared me a body. Thou tookest no pleasure in burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin. Then I said, lo, I come. In the roll of the book it is written of me, to do, O God, thy will. Above, saying sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou willest not, neither tookest pleasure in, which are offered according to the law, then he said, lo, I come to do thy will. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second, by which will we have been sanctified, through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest stands daily ministering, and offering often the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But he, having offered one sacrifice for sins, sat down in perpetuity at the right hand of God, waiting from henceforth until his enemies be set for the footstool of his feet. For by one offering he has perfected in perpetuity the sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also bears us witness of it, for after what was said, this is the covenant which I will establish towards them after those days, saith the Lord. Giving my laws into their hearts, I will write them also in their understandings, and their sins and their lawlessnesses I will never remember any more. But where there is remission of these, there is no longer a sacrifice for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness for entering into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus, the new and living way which he has dedicated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, sprinkled as to our hearts from a wicked conscience, and washed as to our body with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of the hope unwavering, for he is faithful who has promised. And let us consider one another for provoking to love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the custom is with some, but encouraging one another, and by so much the more as ye see the day drawing near. For where we sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains any sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment, and heat of fire about to devour the adversaries. Any one that has disregarded Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment, think ye, shall he be judged worthy who has trodden underfoot the Son of God, and esteemed the blood of the covenant, whereby he has been sanctified, common, and has insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him that said, to me belongs vengeance, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing falling into the hands of the living God. But call to mind the earlier days in which, having been enlightened, ye endured much conflict of sufferings, On the one hand, when you were made a spectacle both in reproaches and afflictions, and on the other, when ye became partakers with those who were passing through them. For ye both sympathized with prisoners, and accepted with joy the plunder of your goods, knowing that ye have for yourselves a better substance, an abiding one. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense, for ye have need of endurance, in order that, having done the will of God, ye may receive the promise. For yet a very little while, and he that comes will come, and will not delay. But the just shall live by faith, and if he draw back, my soul does not take pleasure in him. But we are not drawers back to perdition, but of faith to saving the soul. Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substantiating of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For in the power of this the elders have obtained testimony. By faith we apprehend that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that that which is seen should not take its origin from things which appear. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained testimony of being righteous, God bearing testimony to his gifts, and by it, having died, he yet speaks. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he has the testimony that he had pleased God, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that draws near to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who seek him out. By faith Noah, oracularly warned concerning things not yet seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith Abraham, being called, obeyed to go out into the place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he sojourned as a stranger in the land of promise as a foreign country, having dwelt in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, of which God is the artificer and constructor. By faith also Sarah herself received strength for the conception of seed, and that beyond a seasonable age, since she counted him faithful who promised. Wherefore also there have been born of one, and that of one become dead, even as the stars of heaven in multitude, and as the countless sand which is by the seashore. All these died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them from afar off, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and sojourners on the earth. For they who say such things show clearly that they seek their country. And if they had called to mind that from whence they went out, they had had opportunity to have returned. But now they seek a better, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed of them to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when tried, offered up Isaac, and he who had received to himself the promises offered up his only begotten son, as to whom it had been said, In Isaac shall thy seed be called, counting that God was able to raise him even from among the dead, whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, and worshipped on the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when dying, called to mind the going forth of the sons of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, being born, was hid 3 months by his parents, because they saw the child beautiful, and they did not fear the injunction of the king. By faith Moses, when he had become great, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction along with the people of God than to have the temporary pleasure of sin, esteeming the reproach of the Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect to the recompense. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he persevered as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he celebrated the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as through dry land. of which the Egyptians, having made trial, were swallowed up. By faith the walls of Jericho fell, having been encircled for 7 days. By faith Rahab the harlot did not perish along with the unbelieving, having received the spies in peace. And what more do I say? For the time would fail me telling of Gideon, and Barak, and Samson, and Jephthah, and David, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who by faith overcame kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped lions' mouths, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, became strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, made the armies of strangers give way. Women received their dead again by resurrection, and others were tortured, not having accepted deliverance that they might get a better resurrection. And others underwent trial of mockings and scourgings, yea, and of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, were sawn asunder, were tempted, died by the death of the sword. They went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, destitute, afflicted, evil treated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains, and in dens and caverns of the earth. And all these, having obtained witness through faith, did not receive the promise, God having foreseen some better thing for us, that they should not be made perfect without us. Hebrews 12. Let us also, therefore, having so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, laying aside every weight and sin which so easily entangles us, run with endurance the race that lies before us, looking steadfastly on Jesus, the leader and completer of faith, who, in view of the joy lying before him, endured the cross, having despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider well him who endured so great contradiction from sinners against himself, that ye be not weary, fainting in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, wrestling against sin. And ye have quite forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as sons, My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. Ye endure for chastening. God conducts himself towards you as towards sons. For who is the son that the father chastens not? But if ye are without chastening, of which all have been made partakers, then are ye bastards, and not sons. Moreover, we have had the fathers of our flesh as chasteners, and we reverence them. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed chastened for a few days, as seemed good to them, but he for profit, in order to the partaking of his holiness. But no chastening at the time seems to be a matter of joy, but of grief, but afterwards yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those exercised by it. Wherefore, lift up the hands that hang down, and the failing knees, and make straight paths for your feet, that that which is lame be not turned aside, but rather that it may be healed. Pursue peace with all, and holiness, without which no one shall see the Lord, watching lest there be anyone who lacks the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and many be defiled by it. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one meal sold his birthright. For you know that also afterwards, desiring to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, although he sought it earnestly with tears. For ye have not come to the mount that might be touched, and was all on fire, and to obscurity, and darkness, and tempest, and trumpets sound, and voice of words, which they that heard, excusing themselves, declined the word being addressed to them any more, for they were not able to bear what was enjoined. And if a beast should touch the mountain, it shall be stoned. And, so fearful was the sight, Moses said, I am exceedingly afraid and full of trembling. But ye have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, heavenly Jerusalem, and to myriads of angels, the universal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, and to God, judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, mediator of a new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, speaking better than Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaks. For if those did not escape who had refused him who uttered the oracles on earth, much more we who turn away from him who does so from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, Yet once will I shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. But this yet once signifies the removing of what is shaken as being made, that what is not shaken may remain. Wherefore let us, receiving a kingdom not to be shaken, have grace, by which let us serve God acceptably with reverence and fear, for also our God is a consuming fire. Hebrews 13. Let brotherly love abide. Be not forgetful of hospitality, for by it some have unawares entertained angels. Remember prisoners as bound with them, those that are evil treated as being yourselves also in the body. Let marriage be held every way in honor, and the bed undefiled, for fornicators and adulterers will God judge. Let your conversation be without love of money, satisfied with your present circumstances, for he has said, I will not leave thee, neither will I forsake thee. So that, taking courage, we may say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not be afraid. What will man do unto me? Remember your leaders who have spoken to you the word of God, and considering the issue of their conversation, imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, and today, and to the ages to come. Be not carried away with various and strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be confirmed with grace, not meats, those who have walked in which have not been profited by them. We have an altar of which they have no right to eat who serve the tabernacle. For of those beasts whose blood is carried as sacrifices for sin into the Holy of Holies by the high priest, of these the bodies are burned outside the camp. Wherefore also Jesus, that he might sanctify the people by his own blood, suffered without the gate. Therefore let us go forth to him without the camp, bearing his reproach, for we have not here an abiding city, but we seek the coming one. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise continually to God, that is, the fruit of the lips confessing his name. But of doing good and communicating of your substance be not forgetful, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey your leaders, and be submissive, for they watch over your souls as those that shall give account, that they may do this with joy, and not groaning, for this would be unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we persuade ourselves that we have a good conscience, in all things desirous to walk rightly. But I much more beseech you to do this, that I may the more quickly be restored to you. But the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, in the power of the blood of the eternal covenant, perfect you in every good work to the doing of his will, doing in you what is pleasing before him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for the ages of ages. Amen. But I beseech you, brethren, bear the word of exhortation, for it is but in few words that I have written to you. Know that our brother Timotheus is set at liberty, with whom, if he should come soon, I will see you. Salute all your leaders and all the saints. They from Italy salute you. Grace be with you all. Amen.